Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
The Decade of Difference, making a real difference for the future of the North Coast. Hi, I'm Patty Hafner, superintendent of Fortuna Union Elementary School District. Thank you, College of the Redwoods and Humboldt State University, for opening your doors to all 7th and 8th grade students in the I've Been Admitted to College program. If students do their part, they are guaranteed admission for vocational, technical, or professional studies. What a great opportunity. The Decade of Difference, making a real difference for the future of the North Coast.
Hello, fellow Americans. The United States Constitution is a contract between our federal government, the state governments, and we the people. A contract that cannot be violated by any American citizen. Our representatives are directed by Article 6, Clause 3 to take an oath of office to support and defend the Constitution. Article 1, Section 1 directs, all legislative powers herein granted shall be vested in a Congress. All legislative powers means all law-making powers, 100%, are vested in Congress. Therefore, the President and the courts cannot make laws. This article also directs that Congress can only make laws under powers herein granted. Herein granted is a stop sign, which stops Congress from making laws that are not within their enumerated powers. For example, there's no power for Congress to make any type of gun control laws. There is no enumeration of power pertaining to bullets, a backdoor to gun control. The preamble to the Bill of Rights directs, in order to prevent misconstruction or abuse of power, the Bill of Rights is added. The Second Amendment makes it clear that the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. To infringe upon the Second Amendment is clearly a misconstruction, an abuse of power, and a violation of their oath of office. Anyone who violates the Second Amendment should be impeached and removed from their high office of public trust. Roland Martin on CNN has asked, I support the Second Amendment. However, what's wrong with sensible gun control? Here's what's wrong, Mr. Martin. Our republic is controlled by constitutional law and not mere opinion. To add or subtract a single word to the Constitution is an illegal amendment. To have sensible gun control added to the Constitution, Congress must propose an amendment under Article 5, which must be ratified by 3/4 of the states, and sensible gun control must be clearly defined. When lawmakers infringe upon the Second Amendment, they violate Article 1, Section 1, the Second Amendment, the 10th Amendment, and their oath of office. Americans should contact their congressman and demand a writ of mandamus in order to do your job against the offenders. When your congressman cries, there's nothing I can do, then impeachment papers should be filed against this congressman for violations of his oath of office. Freedom requires responsibility. Therefore, you must study the Constitution, our contract with government, and ensure they obey their oath of office. This is Gene Owens for KINS Community Comment.
Community comment presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.